Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, it's our second day having a look at the Tower of David. Now, this is not a famous building from the Bible or from history.
No.
It's a famous building from Caracas, Venezuela, in South America. Now, it was originally built to be an office building.
Of course.
It's supposed to be filled
with
banks and business people. But because of a lot of economic money problems in the country, they never finished building it. They never finished making...
They had to stop the construction.
That's right. Now, instead of just sitting there empty, a lot of poor people who didn't have homes said, hey, we're moving in. Since, you know, there's no one else using it, we're going to take over. But the government wasn't happy with that.
Yeah.
The government felt that the building was a sign of all the mistakes the government had made.
Make them look bad.
The poor people were making them look bad, lose face.
Exactly.
As people say. So they're trying to get people to leave. But the poor people were saying, no, we have nowhere to go. This place is better than sleeping outside in the rain. We're staying.
But they're going to do some more, right, to survive. Which we'll find out today in our article. Let's check it out.
All right.
Reading. The Tower of David. Today, there are more than 3,000 residents living inside the Tower of David. Rent is free, but life isn't easy. For starters, it lacks amenities, including running water and electricity. Before installing their own water system and electricity, people there were living as if they were in the Stone Age. In addition, since no elevator was ever installed in the building, residents have to use the stairs. Despite these inconveniences, some residents are making life more luxurious for their fellow residents. To make ends meet, they have created their business inside the building. There is a tattoo artist, a dentist, and a grocer inside the tower. The family which owns the small grocery shop also allows children to play video games for the equivalent of 15 NT dollars per half hour. So even though the situation within the tower is not ideal, people are trying their best to improve their quality of life. Until the housing crisis is taken care of, poor people will continue to pour into the tower. This is because it currently supplies the basic human necessity that their nation's leaders continually fail to provide: a place to call home.
Okay, so our article tells us that today there are more than 3,000 residents living inside the Tower of David.
Wow.
So this isn't just a few hundred people. This is like a small town. 3,000 people live inside this tower.
Wow, 所以其实在大卫塔现在呢已经有3000个居民了耶。我们昨天其实有学到 residents 就是居民的意思哦。所以看起来他们塞满了蛮多人哦。Okay, so what's more about this building?
Well, remember, it's a lot of poor people
who
live there. So as it says, rent is free, but life isn't easy. So rent is the money you pay to live in a place.
Of course.
You don't own it. You're just paying a little bit, well, maybe a lot of money every month to live there. But these people, they don't pay any rent, but life isn't easy.
Right.
It's not comfortable for them. For starters, it lacks amenities. Amenities are the things that we normally expect to find in a house or a hotel or an apartment. Things like running water, electricity, right? If you move into a place or go into a hotel and they say, oh, there's no water and there's no lights, you would kind of think, what am I paying for? You know, because these are basic things. You need the water to wash and cook. You need the electricity to see night, and also, you know, to use machines and stuff, but they don't have any of that stuff, so it's not an easy life in there.
所以虽然有超过三千个这个住户在这边，感觉到说，哎，好像房租不用钱，但是他们还是要生活啊，所以要长期的居住在这个大卫塔当中，生活其实不简单。为什么呢？我们这里就看到 for starters， 其实是常常我们在口语当中，我们如果要说首先怎么样怎么样作为开头呢，我们就用 for starters 来表示，OK， 其一是怎么样，然后怎么样这样子的意思哦。比方可能如果人家问你说Why don't you like him? 那为什么你不喜欢他呢? Well, for starters, okay, he was rude to my parents, okay. 首先呢，他对我的家长非常的不礼貌，那后面可能还会有很多其他的原因。那我们刚刚有看到 amenities, 其实就是有一些设施，便利设施这样子的意思。Okay, 所以我们提到的呢，就是其实在住在这个大卫塔当中呢，它缺乏了基本的设施，像是什么 running water 就有着这个水啦，自来水，还有呢 electricity 跟电都没有诶。
Okay, now of course the people there, they don't live without electricity or water. They need those things. So、mm-hmm. they've done it themselves. It says before installing their own water system、mm-hmm. and electricity,、
wow.
people there were living as if they were in the Stone Age. Okay, the Stone Age is the age of, you know, cavemen when people lived in caves and, you know, hunted animals with sticks and things like that. They didn't have lights, electricity. They didn't have water. They had to get water from a river or a lake or something like that.
Wow.
So before they actually got the electricity and water going, the people there did live a very basic life, but they've changed things. They've installed their own water system and their own electricity. To install something is basically to put something in a place so that it works, all right? When you get a computer, you have to install programs. You have to get your programs, put them in the computer, make sure the computer understands and works everything. If you're buying a new home, you might, you know, get a new washing machine, and there's a special place in the kitchen where it goes.Someone comes in, they attach it to the water and the electricity, they put it in there, they install it so that next time you、mm-hmm. press the button, and hey, it works, all right?、Mm. It's been installed very well. So now they do have lights and electricity.
Right, thank
I'm、
God.
Sure it's pretty basic. You're probably、
yeah.
plugging things in a、
probably.
Lot. Maybe the water comes in, you know, big buckets or something,、mm. but it's better than being dirty all the time.
真的，其实大家可以想象吗？如果你的家里面是没有 install, 就是安装或是安置，像是水啊、电，那真的是会活起来很像刚刚课文提到的，像 Stone Age, 就是石器时代哦，可能有点古时候的意思。那所以在那之前，他们还没有 install, 就是安装安置的时候呢，其实他们生活也是非常的困难的哦。那 install 这个字很常用到，像是呢，如果你要这个去住在一个房子的时候，你一定要安装一个新的锁，对不对？这时候你就可以说 new locks were installed on all the doors. Okay, for example. So besides water and electricity.So what else?
Well, think of another problem,、yeah. a very tall building. How do you get up the building? Of course, you use、
right.
an elevator. But elevators need
electricity
to work. So it says, in addition, since no elevator was ever installed in the building, there's no elevator there,、mm. even if there was, it probably wouldn't work. So residents have to use the stairs.
It's good exercise.
It's good exercise. They have very nice legs,、
right.
you know,、they can run really far and climb really、mm-hmm. fast. But think about, you know, a lady carrying her、mm. kids and her shopping home. It can be very tiring for certain people, the old and, you know, people like that as well.
OK, 所以当然还有呢，因为呢这个大楼刚刚已经提到了、啊、没有这个电啦、啊、当然也不可能那么好康有安装这个 elevator, 就是电梯，所以他们就必须爬楼梯。那刚刚有看到呢这个句子一开始提到 in addition, 这是用来补充说明，就是除此之外还怎么样的意思。那另外类似的用法呢，我们也可以用像是 moreover, 或是 besides,或者是 furthermore 都有这个补充说明这样子的功用哦。而注意哦， since 在这里呢是等于 because, 因为由于这样子的意思的用法。而 elevator 大家都知道是电梯，那在这里呢顺便补充一下，这个去百货公司会看到的手扶梯，这个呢就叫做 escalator, E-S-C-A-L-A-T-O-R。 那走楼梯的楼梯很简单，就是 stairs。
All right, despite these inconveniencesSome residents are making life more luxurious for their fellow residents. So it is inconvenient.、
Wow.
It is kind of difficult to live there. It takes a lot more work、mm-hmm. to do the simple things. But that hasn't stopped the people from making life more luxurious for their residents. Now, luxurious kind of means first class. When you think of a five-star hotel or a first-class airline, you think of wine and fine food and someone always there. Can I get you anything, sir? Are you comfortable, ma'am? Now, of course, it's not like that. What we're really saying is it's more comfortable than it was before. You know, if you're living in the park and every time it rains you get cold and wet and you have to, you know, catch bugs to eat your food, well, if suddenly you had a tent and you could make soup and noodles, and you had a fire, that would be luxurious. That would be really comfortable compared to, you know, sleeping in the rain.
Definitely.
So that's the kind of thing we're saying. I think you'd go there and find giant TVs with Blu-ray and PlayStation and stuff like that in every home. It's not that nice.
Of course. Okay, 我们来看一下 despite 这个字呢，就是有尽管、不管怎么样这样的意思。后面注意哦，我们要直接接名词，所以提到这个刚刚 despite。These inconveniences, inconveniences 就是不便哦，就是尽管这些不便，其实有些居民努力呢为他人的生活更加比较舒适哦，这样子的意思。那 luxurious 原本其实有豪华这样的意思，不过刚刚 Mike 有提到，在本课当中呢，其实呢，如果让你住得非常舒适、舒舒服服的，对这些很贫穷的居民来说，就是一大的享受了啦。OK， 那一般呢，我们常常会提到像是 luxurious hotels or luxurious fur, like a fur jacket or fur coat. Exactly. Okay. 这些都是 okay.So, to make ends meet, they have created their business inside the building. How smart!
Yeah.
Okay. So, make ends meet 就是像是使收支相抵或是平衡这样的意思。所以很聪明哦，为了平衡生活收支，这些人呢，他们就开启了自己的事业。We have to stop here for a while because to make ends meet is our shortcut for your phrase. And let's check it out.
All right.
Shortcut for you.
Okay, I'm going to get some tofu for dinner tonight.
I'm tired of tofu. Let's have some chicken or pork.
I'm just really trying to make ends meet.
Well, you can't make meat out of tofu.
To make ends meet.Means to make sure you have enough money to live.
Oh, I get it. To make ends meet means 收支平衡.
My business has been slow, so I need to make sure I make ends meet.
You have to make ends meet, but I want to eat. So, how about this chicken?
Okay, it's a good price.
Great, I'll cook this meat and you'll still make ends meet.
Now, of course, yes, people are very clever. People are hard workers, poor people, rich people. People like to work and have a job and be able to make their own money. So they're doing that even in this building. What could you find in there? Well, there's a tattoo artist.
Nice!
If you want to get a tattoo, you know, like someone draws into your skin, you can do that there.
Right.
There's a dentist. That's great. A dentist is a tooth doctor.
That's very important.
You know, sore teeth or you know, dirty, rotten teeth, they'll come and help you, you know, clean it up, fix it up for you. Very important. And also a grocer.Inside the tower. A grocer is someone who owns a grocery store, kind of like a small supermarket. So,
nice.
A place to go and buy, you know, rice and bread and milk and juice and fruit and vegetables.That's pretty handy. Everyone needs
that. Exactly. Okay, 所以其实听起来呢，他们开始呢使他们生活更加方便、便利，顺便还可以赚钱。所以上次在这个大卫堂里面，我们还会看到刺青师傅，哎，好酷哦 ，tattoo artist。还有当然就是很重要的，就是牙齿痛了怎么办？当然要去看牙医啦 ，dentist。而 grocer 呢，指的就是这个食品杂货商。那通常我们会说 grocery store or grocery shop 来表示这个杂货店。Okay.
All right, and the family which owns the small grocery shop also has another business. They allow children to play video games for the equivalent or for the equal in our money of 15 NT dollars per half hour. So young people there can go to the grocery store, maybe they have like an old PlayStation or old Nintendo, and you pay 15 NT dollars, which of course isn't very much, right? And you get half an hour, you get 30 minutes of video game fun. So that's pretty cool. Most people, of course, probably don't have a TV at home, but the kids can still get their Mario on and, you know, play some Halo 4 or stuff like that.
OK, 所以当然呢，小孩子也是要娱乐一下哦。所以其实呢，这些杂货店他们很聪明哦，他们其实在里面呢就有让这个小朋友们玩电动玩具，当然可是也是要付一点点钱，有多少钱呢？哦，这里我们看到 equivalent 就是等值等价这样的意思，差不多每30分钟就是等于台币15块这样子的一个价钱啦。嗯，不是还不错啊，生活有一点点小小的娱乐。
Yeah, so even though the situation within the tower is not ideal, okay, it's not perfect, everybody knows that, but still,people are trying their best to improve their quality of life. Good for them. Yeah, something is ideal, it's perfect. It's exactly the way you would want it. If it's not ideal, well, it's not perfect, but, you know, that's life. Sometimes you just have to make the best out of the bad situation you have.
OK, so ideal 是什么呢？就是理想的、完美的。所以我们常常会问到说，哦，你的理想中的男生或是女生是怎么样 ？The ideal man or woman. OK, 那所以虽然塔中的生活条件并不理想哦，但是呢，居民正努力提升生活的品质哦。Until the housing crisis is taken care of, poor people will continue to pour into the tower. OK, 所以其实呢，直到居住问题被解决前呢，这个穷人家可能要继续进驻这个塔呢，而且迫于着涌进这样子的意思哦。
All right, why will they continue to live in that place? Well, this is because the tower currently supplies the basic human necessity that their nation's leaders, the president and all the politicians, continually fail to provide a place to call home. That's all these people want, okay?
Exactly.
So why are they going to live there? It provides the basic human necessities. Necessities are things you need,
exactly.
Like a supermarket, like a place to buy your fresh fruit, like a dentist to fix your teeth, you know? They're not asking for a fancy shop that sells, you know, fancy clothes or anything. They just want the basic things, and they want their homes. That's all they want to have.
Okay, necessity 就是必需品这样的意思。所以呢 ，Okay， 刚刚我提到就是穷人可能继续还会涌进，那为什么呢？因为这是因为他目前提供一项人类的基本需求，那就是国家这个首领持续无法提供给他们的。Okay, continually 就是持续的、不停这样子意思。
It's true, people have been living there since 2007.
Right.
Okay. So the government's had a long time. So hey, government of Venezuela, if you don't want those people to live there, give them a better place to live, and they'll go.
其实他们最需要基本就是一个家啦，就是。Okay, well, I guess that's the end of our article. We have to go to our For You Chat now.
All right.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's a for you chat question, very meaningful. Okay, how do you make the best of a bad situation?
Make the best of a bad situation. Let's see, you complain about it, you blame other people, you cry, you lie.
I don't think so,
Mike. You say how it's everyone else's fault, but not my fault. I didn't do anything wrong.
No.
Why does the world hate me?
Excuse me, that's not the best of a bad situation.
No, that's actually the worst,
worst
way to make.
You can't solve a problem by complaining or whining all the time.
It's true.What do? Well, you try to find the positive in it.
Exactly.
You try to find your friends to maybe give you a little bit of help. Everyone needs help sometimes. There's an expression in English. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Well, I love that phrase.
Right?
There you go.
You know, they're kind of sour. Nobody really wants them. But if you have a bunch of lemons...Get a little bit of sugar, mix it in, you have delicious lemonade. Everybody loves lemonade.
I'm going to write this phrase
down. So, you know, try to find the best way to kind of turn the situation, spin it so it's better for you.
Think positive.
It's better. Think positive. That's a good way.
Okay.
All right, guys, that's it. We hope you have a nice place to live. If not, there's a place in Venezuela, but I don't think that's the best place to be. But it is true. Life will always hand you some struggles, some difficulties. The only thing you can do, or the best thing that you can do, is try to turn it around and make it into a positive. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
The Tower of David. Today, there are more than 3,000 residents living inside the Tower of David. Rent is free, but life isn't easy. For starters, it lacks amenities, including running water and electricity. Before installing their own water system and electricity, people there were living as if they were in the Stone Age. In addition, since no elevator was ever installed in the building, residents have to use the stairs. Despite these inconveniences, some residents are making life more luxurious for their fellow residents. To make ends meet, they have created their business inside the building. There is a tattoo artist, a dentist, and a grocer inside the tower. The family which owns the small grocery shop also allows children to play video games for the equivalent of 15 NT dollars per half hour. So even though the situation within the tower is not ideal, people are trying their best to improve their quality of life. Until the housing crisis is taken care of, poor people will continue to pour into the tower. This is because it currently supplies the basic human necessity that their nation's leaders continually fail to provide: a place to call home.
Vocabulary Review. Install. A worker will install the cable TV service sometime this afternoon. Luxurious. The rich couple have a luxurious home with a pool and many rooms. Dentist. I like this dentist because he is gentle when he cleans my teeth. Ideal. Her ideal wedding would be on a beach during the summer. Necessity. Food, water, and protection from the weather are necessities of life. Continually. My little brother continually asked me for help with his homework until I agreed.